Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM.
There's no more need to stay. Throw away the works of years and return to Adam's way.
dusty road. I was looking for a reason, an awful long way from my home, just looking for some peace of mind. Walking down that dusty road, I saw him coming near me. Something special about him then, his smile seemed so friendly. He's a stargazer, he lighted up my world. He's a dream maker, he touches my soul. He's a stargazer, he knows what life can be. This dream maker, he shows it all to me. This dreaming man said things to me that I thought I had forgotten, about earth and flowers and fire and men. He showed me how to love them. He's a stargazer, he lighted up my world. He's a dream maker, he touches my soul. He's a stargazer, he knows what life can be. This dream maker, he shows it all to me.
Course, a little bit of Tempest and something called Stargazer, not related to Richard Blackmore's Rainbow track at all. And in the background, I do have my kitty cat who is thinking it is dinner time. And when she gets on a roll like this, she just has to respond. She thinks I'm talking to her right now. She may be the only audience I have, but that's okay. Stargazer, of course, featuring, what's her name? Who played with Alan Holdsworth? He was the lead singer in that. I forget his name. What else we had in there? We had Coliseum 2, Fighting Talk, another track from War Dance from 1978, Space Cowboy, Atomic Rooster, and Gary Moore on Castles, which is one of the early Gary Moore vocal tracks, because up until a certain time, he didn't really sing all that much. The Gary Moore Band, he sang some tracks on that. It was 1973. He did some backup vocals with Thin Lizzy when he was on Little Darling and Sitamoia and a few other tracks. But other than that, he did some backing vocals on Strange New Flesh. But this was, I think, really his first endeavor out into vocal world. That's what I believe, anyway. So it may or may not be true. It may or may not be true. Anyway, you are listening to DJ Ian. That's me. I am on thehouseofprog.com, and we are also going out on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting all the way from Burnaby, British Columbia. If you're listening on a Tuesday night, big hello to you. I'm not live at the moment. I'm still alive, hopefully. Yeah, we've got some big things going on here in the co-op here. We've got new windows coming. They have to do all kinds of stuff, and I have to move things. And I've been in here, since 2006. So 20 years, and I've got to move some stuff around so they can put in these new windows, which don't, they have to kind of knock things out and put things back in and all kinds of stuff. So the house is going to be a mess next week, and I'm going to have to take the cats somewhere else because the cats don't, they don't do well with that kind of stuff. I don't know if I do well with that kind of stuff. Anyway, let's play some more of that Colosseum 2. This is, this next track is, a little bit of a rocker. This is something called The Inquisition. We'll be right back.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.